Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So now, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, let us, on this new day of grace and this new morning of these special services, let us bow our hearts in opening prayer and thanksgiving. All thanks, praise, honor, and glory be unto you, dear Heavenly Father. For it is you who are the giver of all good gifts. We thank thee for that most precious gift through your Son, even this morning hour. We can own the name of a child of God, and we can own the hope of heaven. Through the name and through the blood of your dear Son, we can believe our sins forgiven and be free and happy travelers in God's kingdom. And so, dear Father, we thank you for this most of all. We thank you for your service blessings, for blessings of health and well-being, both physical and mental. And for those, we pray, even who are in trial, even this morning hour, be with them, comfort them, guide them. We wait on thy Holy Spirit, dear Father. And as always this morning, even we pray for those who have been enticed away from your grace kingdom. We pray that they would be even in the hearing of your word, even this weekend, whether they be here at the service site or afar. And so that prayer goes out from many hearts, that those prodigals would come again and receive that which you have prepared in your grace kingdom. And so, dear Father, we ask again for your service blessing. And we can say, even in that prayer that your Son has taught us, all those petitions that we haven't mentioned, and we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If it is thy heavenly Father's good will, we will begin this morning's service opening our Bible to the very middle, into the book of Psalms. And then we'll read the 133rd Psalm, Psalm 133, in its entirety, which is three verses. And the words are, in Jesus' name, as follow. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. I bring greetings of love and God's peace to the service site here. We have been, my wife and I have been fortunate to be in your midst, and now it is my time to serve. And I bring those greetings of love and God's peace for those who have not been able to make it here and be in our presence, but I'm sure there are many who are enjoying the services even through the technology of the day. And so as we begin this morning, we even have time to reflect on our services already, what has been said, the words that have been given, and that unity that we have experienced. And when I was contemplating even what words God would give and what text God would give even for these special services, this 133rd Psalm came unto me, and I just said, well, I just took my hat and said a prayer that God would give words. And it is here I come before you even as brothers and sisters feeling that comfort even in that unity of the Holy Spirit, which has been even from the beginning of these services and those meetings that I have attended, from the LLC board meeting and the annual meeting. I have my own doubts and worries even there in serving God's kingdom. And we all carry those doubts. Sometimes we carry them too long, and it makes the journey slow. But we of all people have that, are most fortunate. We have that greatest of empathy one for another. For we all battle that same battle, that battle against the enemy of souls. And we get tired, and we get weary. And so here we are again at these special services. And even at these special services, I want to hear that gospel message. Can you preach the forgiveness of sins to me? I have been encouraged. It is with the prayers of the believers that we all serve. And you can, even as you have come this morning, come to this tent, this place of worship. I don't know how your morning has gone. The Heavenly Father knows how your morning has gone. And regardless of how your morning has gone, you have come, you have been called, and you are here in the midst of the believers. It is a good and secure place. And so you, dear travel friend, young and old, who have come even this morning, you can believe even the latest sins of the journey forgiven in the name and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this psalm we read, behold, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. I have not looked at many different translations, even in the time that I have served, but as of late, in the last few years, with the NIV, I know I used as a study guide, but there's certain words that in these different translations help us to study and to read God's Word, and it talks about the brethren here in the Psalms, which is fine, but in the NIV it speaks of God's people. And we could even say, what would be even more precious to say that God's children, brothers and sisters in faith. Behold, how good and pleasant it is to dwell in this unity. And again, I have seen this unity amongst the board members there, and most preciously even during that annual meeting where there was, yes, difficult matters to visit about. There were those who were given those duties to make that meeting go, but we all trust that God allowed the meeting to happen, and he was there in the presence of the believers, those who have been given that duty, and I rejoiced even in with those dear delegates who have been called to do the duty by the different congregations. And I just, it is, as of recently, I have starting more and more to develop maybe a little more of an understanding of the duty that you, dear brothers, take to these services. You are there with your congregations. We have that future plan, those plans that are put together, and God leads and guides in those ways. And you are tasked with that, to bring the voice of the congregation even here to the services. And here even is again that we can say how good and how pleasant when God's children travel together in unity. This unity is not brought us together through any gift other than the gift that God gives and the gifts that He gives, and through the Holy Spirit, as this speaks of this precious ointment that was poured upon the head of dear brother Aaron, that first high priest, and how that olive oil was prepared even specially. God gave the command to how to prepare it, and it would go on. It would anoint no one but those who have been put to that duty of the high priest, and that how it would follow, even that his sons would follow in that duty as a high priest. But it speaks about this joy, about this pleasantness, about this good and pleasant way of unity. and how that ointment was poured upon the head of Aaron, and how it went across his hair and down his beard and even onto his shoulders and onto the very outermost portions of his garment. And even that garment was, there was given directions. That garment was made up there. On each shoulder he had the names of the children of Israel written. And there was a breastplate that he wore. And those names are also inscribed even on that breastplate. And when that oil was poured, God poured and gave his blessing. He sanctified that that oil would run continuously down to the very outermost edges of the garment of Aaron. Do we not see this even this morning hour? And it has been brought those greetings from around the world. Through the technologies even of today, this precious anointing oil flows into the very corners and nooks and crannies of this earth, of this created earth that our Heavenly Father has created for us to live and provided for us, and yet that oil yet still is traveling and is running down. It is going into places that we would never even imagine. Of such is our Creator, our Lord, our Heavenly Father. And so this anointing oil, this oil that was poured upon the head of Aaron, and how he, as that first high priest there, went even into the holiest of holies there once a year on the Day of Atonement, and he brought that sacrifice for himself and for the people, God's people, the children of Israel. But how, even in God's plan, we have that chief high priest, our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He has given that sacrifice once and for all of himself. He has died, he has suffered, he has died, and he has rose victorious there on that Easter morning. So that we, even as poor and oftentimes doubting travelers, can hold that hope of heaven in our heart. It is a living hope, is it not, dear brothers and sisters? And so, as we began even in that prayer, that all praise, thanks, praise, honor, and glory are unto our Heavenly Father. And for it comes down from the Father of light there. He is the giver of all good gifts. And so it says, as that dew of Hermon, that mountain there in the northernmost parts of Israel, that high peak, is how that dew has descended even down into the mountains of Zion. That Mount Zion, which is closer there to Jerusalem, more arid, more dry. And yet Hermon, from a temporal sense, most of its existence, even during the seasons, it is snow-covered. It is a mountain, and much of the land around it is dependent upon that watershed that comes down, and it gives life to down in those valleys where it descends and gives its blessing. And so even this morning, dear travel friends, we have this dew that comes down, this precious life-giving, cleansing water that we long to and we thirst for as God's children. And this blessing that God gives us even at this moment, at these services, we have this precious blessing, this dew that is before us, that comes from above. And even thinking in this way, this very important duty of this high priest and how he was anointed. But yet, as our theme is, as we have heard, as we have seen and heard, we speak unto you. God's children, as we even are here, we can look around and see one another. We have come to gather for services. We have come to listen. And what is even so important and so, we could say, so good and so pleasant, that we can visit with another and we can feel that Holy Spirit that gives its blessing. Even as we're sitting here and enjoying services. And we have such a precious, such a loving, almighty Heavenly Father. And he's a God of order. And he brings this order and he gives his order, and as his children we can only hope to be obedient, even in the preparing of these service sites and expectation for the preaching of God's word. The speaker brothers come with shaky knees to the pulpit, and they come only because of the prayers of the believers. And but yet, I can say even in this way, and as it speaks there, and I'm going to look at that familiar portion, but I want to read it. Yeah, I'm not going to find it here. It's just gone. There's Titus. There it is. That familiar portion there that we turn to oftentimes. This with this unity and that this unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace that Paul speaks about. And this unity, it says it here in this fourth chapter of Ephesians, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And we remember how he goes on to say, there is one body, one calling, one Lord, one faith, and one God over all, above all, and through all, and in you all. We have this united heart in our Heavenly Father through the blessing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I would even say in this way, as Peter even reminds us, we are a part of that royal priesthood, a peculiar people. We are called, we are given the name of a child of God. And so, you dear travel friend, you also are given that duty of a preacher. We remember God's order. He calls some to go and speak from the pulpit. It is not a more special place than any other place to preach from, but it is God's order. And the only one who goes there, even to that, to preach, goes with the prayers of the believers. But most importantly, it is you, dear brother and sister, as you go about your day in your life, whether it's at work, over the back fence, and especially even you, dear young children, as you go into the school place, as you visit with those young friends and acquaintances that you make, there it is that God also gives words. Those words are not of us, are they? It is in God's time and in God's way when He chooses. And even as we have understood that how this, even the technology of the day has brought the message of the gospel far and wide. And yet it is you, dear brothers and sisters, that hold on to this royal priesthood. Hold on to this gift of faith. And even I would want to say unto you, dear little ones, this has always been a sign of life in God's living kingdom. The little children. We have often heard in our own lives many comments, even as the big services and our local services, and when there is someone who's come from the world to listen, and they are amazed at the little ones that are gathered. And even you, dear little one, even the babes that are in their mother's arms and in the strollers, they have their own sermon that they bring. And God will open the ears of the seeking one. And that is our prayer, is it not, that we would simply follow in those footsteps of our Lord and Savior, remain traveling in His kingdom through the power of the gospel, and simply with childlike faith, helping each other along this journey that no one would get left behind. That precious, precious unity that we share as God's children. And as it says here, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. We don't know, do we, what comes. We only trust by faith, and we can only understand that which God reveals even in our lives, that what we await. There are those simple words even that we hear often, that it pays to believe. There in that Sermon on the Mount it is spoken that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And we're also encouraged there even that we don't have to worry about what is to come tomorrow, though we do oftentimes. And even those matters that have passed, they can sometimes weigh us down. But it is said that for sufficient is the evil thereof for today. The evil, even at these special services, the enemy has found a way to come and join. He's here. We understand that where sin abounds, though, that grace does much more abound. And so even at this time, we can, with our own flesh and blood that we take everywhere with us, we can find even a small reprieve even here in the midst of the believers. And perhaps we keep the enemy, our Heavenly Father keeps the enemy at the perimeter. And he can only throw and cast those daggers, and hopefully he can get a hold of someone and remove this from this unity that we enjoy as a believer. And for sure we have this respite from the world around us. We have this time that we can gather together and simply visit about the way and the journey, and to share this precious message of unity. And so as we begin a new day, and as we sit again before God's word, be encouraged, dear travel friend, and again, believe, all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen.